Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, and you can call me Cleo. Okay, today is our first Cleo's movie review, and we gotta say, it's a good one, y'all. It's a doozy. It is Bridgerton that is on Netflix that was released on Christmas Day. Oh, y'all, okay, can I say I binge-watched this? Yes, I did. I binge-watched this. This is so good. The characters and the storyline was so scrumptious. And let me tell you, hello, Shondaland from Shondaland and Project with Netflix. Hello. It's another one, just like a DJ Khaled. It's another one. Y'all, it's such a good show. How it elegantly covers New England, how it elegantly covers race. And Lord have mercy when it comes to the costumes and hair and makeup. Yes, they have it. They have it. Now, the creator is Chris Van Dusen. Okay? This is the creator of this show. And it is just delicious. Okay? Sherry Folkson, Alec Riley, Julianne Robinson, and Tom Virka are the directors. The writing credit goes to, of course, Chris Van Dusen, Abby McDonald, Joyce C. Mitchell, Jess Brownell, Julia Quinn, Sarah Dullard, and Jeanette Lynn. Y'all, some amazing writers. They are some amazing writers and some breakout stars, y'all. Oh, some people I fell in love with. Mr. Simon Bassett, Regi-Jean Page. Ooh, child, he is fine, honey. He is fine. He's fine. He is fine. He's an amazing British actor. His countenance in this film is absolutely just amazing. His counterpart. But before I get to his counterpart, there is someone I definitely have to talk about. Somebody that stood out like it was nobody's business. Queen Charlotte. Lord, Queen Charlotte was serving looks, serving queendom the entire episode. It was just good. Anytime you saw her from the very beginning, she struck a nerve in you like when you see Beyonce on the stage, okay? It was good. So Miss Golda Rashuvel, man, honey, you are a beast when it comes to acting. She just did a little bit. It's just mostly facial expressions and hand gestures. She is a beast, okay? And I have a favorite. Eloise Bridgerton, which was played by Claudia Jesse, which is every womanist's dream daughter. She is definitely that. She's not worried about getting married. She wants to live her life and have a life, okay? Before even thinking about any of that. So she was just really, really good. But, man, I couldn't help but fawn over these characters, over the clothing, the makeup, the time frame, how they cast everyone together. It was such a beautiful, eclectic mix that, you know, I'm just definitely going to sing their praises. It was worth every bit of it. It was worth every bit of me watching. And then let me say his love interest, Daphne Bridgerton, which is played by Phoebe Dinovar, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, gave this innocent, demure character that most of us know, especially me. If you've grown up in the South, it was a lot we didn't know. And we were prepared for marriage, so it was almost reminiscent of my life in that way. But she's such an amazing actress, and gave such a scene of innocence. But boy, when you made her mad, when he made her mad and betrayed her trust, she became a little beast. Nothing like a woman scorning, but she got what she wanted. So all I can say is watch this. This is a 5-star flick. Is worth every minute of it. Call and give your opinion on the show. You can call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us your opinion of the show at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we'll be glad to put you on. So until next time, people, we are on from 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And we are also on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever you want to find us, we are there. We are there for your education for the arts. But until next time, people, later at 10 p.m., I want you to do what? Be great.